I mean, the goal is the immediate game in front of us. Like, that has always been the goal. And, you know, you can't win the Ulster Championship without winning your first game. And that has been our mantra over the last 4 years. And it has served us very well. And, you know, there's one more game left now, and it brings the season to an end. So hopefully we can go into Croke Park now and deliver a performance. And that's the key thing. And we got a really good performance the last day, but there'll be a lot of things the last day as well that we weren't happy about, and we've got to try and improve them for the final.
Talk to me about Kerry. Are they a different type of challenge to Dublin?
They are, because every team in the country is different, you know, and everybody's got their own approach and style and philosophy. And you know, they have a new management since we played them in 2012. They have a different brand of football in some respects. They have a lot of young players that he's brought in, and, you know, they have a lot of legs in the team now, almost a new player on every line in the team. So that has given them a really fresh impetus. So we know what's ahead of us, you know, and
Did we see a physical side to Kerry that we mightn't have seen before?
I think definitely that there's players in the team now that, you know, that are very good footballers, but they can mix it with anybody. You know, I think young Peter Crowley at number 6 is very traditional centre half back, very good going forward, but he's a tough centre half back. And I think David Moran has added a huge amount around the middle of the park, and has added then, you know, to an already very good midfielder in Anthony Maher. So you know, they have a lot of pace in the forward line. You know, the two Guineas, Barry John on top of James O'Donoghue. You know, and I think Donegal Walsh has had a really good season up to this point. I'd have to say as well that I've been very, very impressed with Aidan O'Mahony, particularly the last two games. He's been top drawer in terms of everything you would expect from him, in terms of, you know, the defensive side of things. But offensively, he's just driving himself forward, and you can see that he's really, really, really pushing hard. So it's a big challenge. We know what's ahead of us. You have Killian Young as well, and Mark O'Shea, very, very good ball players and very stylish ball players that can get up the field. So people will talk about the long ball into Kieran Donaghy and James O'Donoghue playing off him, but there's a lot more to this Kerry team. You know, they can deliver quality inside passes. They have a very strong running game. They have talented defenders and kick a score, Johnny Buckley on the 40. That means they're playing with three midfielders, basically, which gives them a big foothold in terms of kickouts, and they've proved that on the kickouts, that they're doing a lot of damage on their own kickouts, but they're also doing a lot of damage on the opposition's. So that's a big challenge for us. And that's a lot of challenges that I've just mentioned there now. And I suppose that's just the tip of the iceberg in terms of what they're going to bring to the table. So we've got to deal with all that, and we've also got to get ourselves right for what we want to deliver within the game ourselves.
Yeah, I suppose the rabbit out of the hat was Kieran Donaghy in the last two games against Mayo. He turned the first game, and it was a big influence the second game, and adds a new dimension. Donaghy was already a problem up front for most offences, but now there's a new dimension with Donaghy in there.
Yeah, oh, very much so, and I suppose, you know, they're a very talented group, and they're all very good kickers. So, you know, they can deliver a quality ball early and to Kieran Donaghy. But, you know, Eamon hasn't picked his team yet, you know, and he's a smart fella, and he always keeps different strategies for different teams as well. He is flexible in his approach, so I'm sure he'll pick a team that he feels that will get the job done, and that's what we're in the process of trying to do as well.
You nearly got the perfect game, didn't you, in the second half against Dublin?
We nearly got absolutely pasted after 20 minutes as well.
Yeah.
you know, so it's a very fine line.
Yeah.
It's a very fine line. What I would say is I was very happy with their mindset a week out from the game, and I was very happy with their mindset in the hotel, and I was very happy with their mindset in the dressing room. And even when the game, we know, was 9-5 and they had the goal chance and stuff, I seen enough in the first 20 minutes to know that we were taking the game to them, we were asking questions off them. And then whenever we got the bit of a break and we started clicking into gear eventually, you know, you could see that sort of, when they were being really tested, you could see, you know, that sort of belief coming to the fore then when we were in a good position.
You said earlier that you were happy with the vibe you were getting off the player that was coming off them ahead of the Dublin game. There seemed to be great euphoria and great excitement among yourself and indeed among the players after the game. You know, has that dampened down? Is it all eyes now on the final, or are we still maybe clapping?
No, I mean, that was gone an hour after the match. You know, that was, I mean, it was a big game. It was a big game for us. I think an All-Ireland semi-final is a big game, and any day you win it, it's a big, big occasion for the players, you know, and it's a moment to savour in their career. But very quickly, you've got to refocus, and to be fair, you could feel that on the bus. On the way down the road, you know, that it wasn't euphoric, and it wasn't over the top. It was just very much we needed to get really back down quickly and prepare for this match. And I suppose that comes with experience as well, the experience of 2012, but also just experience. You know, we have a lot of players, I think maybe nine of our players that have 100 games plus played. So it's a lot of experience in the camp, and hopefully that stands them in good stead as well.
You probably have the edge over Kerry in experience. I was looking at what I think there's something like 13 players from 2 years ago, and maybe that defeated Kerry in the quarterfinal. I think they have only about 7 or 8 there. They have a lot of young players.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean that might necessarily be a bad thing. You know, I mean, our young players have been Oran Melillas and Ryan McHugh, and they've given us a completely new dynamic. So, you know, it's very difficult to read too much into that. They've been a huge part of our success this year, as has Derek O'Connor and Luke Keeney and these lads that have come in and upped the ante in training and pushed the older lads on. So I wouldn't read too much into that.
Yeah. So the desire really is to add another All-Ireland?
Oh, well, listen, when you're in the All-Ireland final, the only thing you want to do is win it, and we're there now. We know what's ahead of us. We know what they're going to bring in a general sense. We know what they're going to bring to the table, their mindset, their confidence that they can win it, and their skill and their ability. We know all that. We've just got to match that now, and we've got to try and prepare as best we can to deliver the performance that hopefully is within us.
You study teams very well. I know it's only probably a week, you know. Do you believe that this Donegal team is capable of beating their Kerry?
I believe that this Donegal team is capable of beating anybody on a given day, and if preparations go 100% according to plan, that if everybody is very focused, and then, you know, they do what they done last week, and that is to leave everything out on the pitch, and you know, you've got to be able to leave it all out on the pitch if you want to beat a team of the calibre of Kerry.
There's going to be battles, one-to-one battles on the field. Two young managers, Eamon Fitzmaurice, been there as a player, as a selector, now as a manager, against a guy, I suppose, that has the scientific approach, Jim McGuinness. What about that battle?
Yeah, look, I mean, it's a factor, of course, Tim, but I don't think it's the key factor. You know, myself and Jimmy McGuinness and our management teams, we'll have a plan for our players, and we'll try to get them ready as best as we can. But at the end of the day, it's down to the players. The players will be the men out on the pitch, making the decisions, making the big plays, scoring, so on. Much and all, as I'm sure myself and Jimmy McGuinness would love to be stuck out inside in the middle of it. We're not going to kick any scores. We're not going to win any breaking balls. So I think too much can be made of that sometimes. You know, it's about the players. The players will be the key principles the day of the game. And hopefully, you know, 21 Kerry men will really stand up and play well.
But surely there's a tactical battle as well, Eamon, and that comes from being a manager and with your selectors, that we've seen how, I suppose, tactically aware he was and astute even when he won the All-Ireland and again against Dublin.
Yeah, of course, there'll be a tactical battle, and I enjoy that side of it. And, you know, looking at Donegal, seeing where their strengths and weaknesses are, how can we exploit them? Tweaking our own game plan to be, you know, more ready for the Donegal challenge. That's definitely the enjoyable part of the job. And, of course, it'll be a big part of our preparations for the All-Ireland final. But, you know, again, regardless of what plans or tactics you have, it still comes down to the players implementing them on the pitch. And, you know, it'll come down to both sets of players at the end of the day.
One thing that, as well, that you've acquired, Eamon, you don't do panic. The start of the Mayo game, the replay, you were down by, 5 points, and Kieran Donaghy stuck a goal the other side of the field. Other teams could collapse because they're going in against red-hot favourites. They could turn out. So you must be quite happy or satisfied with that sort of the game.
Yeah, look, I mean, a game is played over 70 minutes and you have to keep going. But there's great spirit in the group and there's great character and there's a great determination there. And the lads just aren't going to give up. They're going to keep going. And, you know, I was like that as a player myself. And you'd like to think that when you get involved with a team then that you'd be able to instill some of the values you had yourself as a player. So very satisfying to see that. But again, it's down to the players. They're the men out on the pitch. Of course, we can be calm and decide sideline and back them and keep supporting them in whatever way we can. But it comes down to the lads doing the business out on the pitch and, like you said, not panicking, because if panic sets in, it can go through the whole team. And to be fair to the lads, they kept trying to do the things right and the simple things well, and eventually it came right for us.
Where will this game be won and lost, Eamon?
It'll be won all over the field, Tim. If we're to win it, we'll need 2021 Kerrymen playing well. It's as simple as that. In an All-Ireland final, if you look back at any of the finals that Kerry have won ever, but even in the last 10 years, generally nearly everyone plays well. So we'll need everyone playing well, and we'll need the subs coming on impacting again, and we'll have to be at our best, we know that. But I'm confident that if we're at our best, it'll take a very good team to beat us.
Eamon, for yourself personally, you spoke about your team, your management, and singing their praises. For Eamon Fitzmaurice, a proud Fionnuala man, a proud North Kerry man, Field Rangers man, what would it mean to Eamon Fitzmaurice as an individual, for you personally, to pull off this one?
I haven't really thought about that, Tim, to be honest with you. Of course, it would be very satisfying, but, you know, at the moment, you don't really think about things like that. We're only thinking about having ourselves right, having all the arrangements right to make the lads' life as easy as possible, having training at a good pitch every night, and just being very focused on the game in 2 weeks' time. You know, if we do pull it off, then I'll reflect on it, but I won't be worrying too much. I'm sure I'd be very happy if we managed to pull it off.
Eamon, when I started out, you swear I was a player, Eamon, that I started out the McGrath Cup build-up back in February. Was that always in Eamon's mind that you had these guys, if you could assemble your panel, get them back from injury, that they would make it to All-Ireland final day?
It was, to be honest with you. I knew with the group of players that were there, with the type of training that they're doing under Keane's tutelage, that with everyone buying into that, I was very confident that we'd be there at the end of the championship. You know, I know a lot of people outside didn't see it that way, but we knew in the group that we'd a good thing going, and once we managed to keep it very tight, keep training, keep improving throughout the year, we'd have a great shout. And it's fantastic to be there now, but we just have to finish the job off.